We will now take questions. Please raise your hand if you have any questions. After being called upon, please wait for the microphone to be brought to you. State your name and affiliation before your questions. Omoto from Nikkei. First, I have to say this. You have caused us grave inconvenience. I call for your serious reflection of the management. I have four questions. First, the reason for the delay in the earnings report, the need for further investigation. Why is it that you failed to notice the matter earlier, thus causing the last-minute confusion and mess? Wasn't there a better way to handle this? Why did you fail to notice? The second question is a related one. You indicated that the progress in the investigation may entail downward revisions to your outlook, including the full-year forecast. What is your current estimate of the impact, the maximum, the minimum, or the range, if any? Those are my first questions. This is Sato, the Chairman of the Audit Committee. I will answer the questions. First, the reason for the last-minute delay. Basically, with a view to completing the investigation in response to the internal reports, the company was making every effort with the hope of making it in time until the very last minute, and that's why the last-minute delay. On your other question, this is the investigation on the internal controls. So, as was mentioned earlier, basically, we do not notice any matter that would require major revisions to the financial reports. And likewise, the independent accounting auditor has not indicated any such findings. That is our current understanding of the matter. I see. My next two questions. On nuclear power business, Mr. Tsunakawa mentioned strategic alternatives to be analyzed. What is your current thinking on the percentage of equity holding in Westinghouse? Previously, you said you may lower your stake but will maintain majority. Is there a possibility now of going beyond that to go below 50%? And on memory business, you said that you will not stick to keeping the majority stake. What led you to that thinking? And in addition, what kind of company is Toshiba seeking to be for growth? I suppose for the time being, you will seek diminishing equilibrium, but what kind of growth strategy do you have in mind? In the nuclear power business, as was mentioned earlier, we have two parts: the profitable fuel and service and new plants, the equipment. Any entities that have interest in the two part of the business, we are going to work together with those entities as partners. We currently have 87% equity in Westinghouse. We will consider lowering that. And the memory business, we are receiving various offers now, and of those, we are going to choose that will lead to maximizing the value. We are going to be flexible so as to make the best choice going forward. And so we have decided to change our position to not necessarily try to maintain the majority stake. A follow-up question for clarification about Westinghouse. Are you saying that your stake could go below 50%? There is no definite decision yet, but there are all kinds of possibilities. What about the growth strategy? Our growth strategy shall be underpinned first by infrastructure, and although we don't know what is going to happen to the NAND flash memory unit, but with discrete and other devices in non-NAND area, we will ensure strong business within Toshiba there. And energy, although we are not going to receive new orders for plants overseas that will entail construction risk, for others, we will continue to strengthen the business. And the same for IoT, Internet of Things. I see. Thank you. Oshika from Asahi Shimbun. Question for Mr. Sato. The internal reports that you mentioned at the outset, it's not clear. You said internal reports suggesting inadequate internal controls. What do you mean by that? That's my first question. Investigation is currently underway, so I'm afraid I can't comment on the content. Over the next 30 days, various things will be looked into along the necessary processes, so I would like to refrain from commenting on the content. Where did it happen? Was the internal reports made through the channel in Toshiba in Tokyo, or were those within Westinghouse in the U.S.? Did they involve Japanese, Americans, one individual, multiple individuals? What is the situation? Internal reports addressed to the CEO of Westinghouse came from the Westinghouse personnel, so the matter was within Westinghouse. You said there should be no impact on the financial reports, but as the matter involved the purchase price allocation process, shouldn't there be a possible impact on the acquisition price and subsequently an impact on the business results as well? Can you really rule out that possibility? I will not say we can completely rule out that possibility, but the amount of the write-off of some 700 billion yen was reached based on extensive calculations by the independent accounting auditor, the company, and the engineers. So I doubt there'll be material revisions made to that part. My last question. In 2015, you set up the Independent Investigation Committee following the issue of window dressing, and you were interviewed by the Securities and Exchange Surveillance Commission while you were spared of criminal prosecution. You said you are going to keep everything in order going forward, no more now infamous challenge mentality. And yet, this, did it happen after all those cleanup efforts? We truly regret what happened. Efforts are continuing. This happened, unfortunately, while we were making those efforts. I have assumed my current position some 18 months ago, and I was confident that significant improvements have been made. So I find it truly regrettable that this came about. We will have to continue with our improvement efforts. Shouldn't we expect more to come then? Are you sure this is all? Are you sure this is enough? Should you not set up another independent investigation committee to get to the bottom of things? Basically, the independent accounting auditor and the law firms will carry out the investigation on this matter over the next 30 days to elucidate the scope and the measures. Should we find any areas for improvement, we will address them. Yamada from NHK. My first question is to Mr. Tsunakawa. What is your thoughts on your responsibility over the matter as the president? I am taking the matters very seriously, including the fact that the company failed to release its earnings on schedule. As for whether I should stay or resign, as was mentioned previously, the matter is entrusted to the nomination committee. There are so many matters that need to be addressed, so I will concentrate on dealing with them in a responsible manner. I see. My next question is on the alleged pressure from the Westinghouse management. Are we talking about Danny Roderick that applied that pressure? And what kind of pressure was it? As was mentioned earlier, the matter is currently under investigation. Various things are being looked into, so I would refrain from commenting on that. So you can't say who it is. That is correct. Are we not talking about the pressure on subordinates to underestimate the losses? Again, we cannot comment on that now. Matter is under investigation. Another question on memory business. You said you will accept the possibility of losing majority. Does it include a possibility of selling 100% of your stake? Everything is possible. Would that be in the new fiscal year starting in April? I can't say when because the matter involves multiple parties. Including that, we are flexible in our thinking. I see. Thank you. Onishi, a freelance journalist. I have a question on nuclear power business. This will be for both Mr. Tsunakawa and Mr. Hatazawa. Starting with easy ones. Vogtle Units 3 and 4 and VC Summer Units 2 and 3 and Sunmen and Haiyan in China. Compared to the respective original schedule, how far behind is each of these projects as of now? And as of now, do you have any idea on when Vogtle, VC Summer, Sunmen, and Haiyan would be completed, respectively? And also, you are now estimating cost overruns to total over $6 billion. If there are further delays, I presume there will be another cost overruns. So should that happen, do you have an agreement with the owners of the projects, the owners of the plants, which in the U.S. projects would be Southern Company and Scana, on who is going to bear how much? And also, should there be cost overruns in China? What is the current arrangement on who's going to bear the cost? Since your questions are on nuclear power business, Hatazawa will respond. First, the U.S. projects, Vogtle and VC Summer, and Chinese projects, Sunmen and Haiyan. You asked when we expect completion. For the U.S. projects, people on the ground are estimating on the assumption of the 2019-2020 timeframe. The actual schedule projection is within the responsibility of the owners, so I will refrain from commenting on the details. As for the Chinese projects, as was mentioned at the very outset, the hot function test, which comes right before the fuel loading, has been all but completed. So what remains is the fuel loading to be followed by test operation. So going forward, the risk of repeating what happened in the U.S., that is, delay in the construction work on the ground, is quite limited. The first part of your question was, what is the extent of delay in each project from the original schedule? As for U.S. projects, as we reported at the time of the acquisition made at the end of last fiscal year, the schedule has been modified by about 3 years, and that should be considered as the extent of the difference. What about the delay in China? For China, extent of delay is about the same. As for the arrangements regarding cost overruns, regarding the projects in the U.S., contractual provisions make it rather difficult to ask the owners to shoulder the extra costs. Having said that, regarding the additional future cost, which is in question now, cause and nature of their overruns will be explained in detail to the owners. And should we find any possibility of asking the owners to bear the cost, we will do so. As for the Chinese projects, the local construction work falls under the responsibility of the entities in China, and it's outside of Toshiba's responsibility, and therefore we do not see material cost increase on our part. Help me understand better. Sunmen and Haiyan projects in China, they're both being delayed by about the same extent as those in U.S., shouldn't that mean labor cost, procurement cost, and contingency cost to be higher then? But do I understand correctly that those cost overruns are borne by the entity in charge of construction work in China, and so no impact whatsoever on Toshiba? That is a matter pertaining to Westinghouse and Chinese owners, so I would like to refrain from commenting on the details. But for now, we do not see any material increase. I see. Thank you. Wakabayashi from Circle Cross. First question is on the order projections for nuclear power plants. 64 units or 48 units were mentioned previously. What is your current projection? And I think some of the projections included projects that assumed construction work included. Now that you are going to refrain from the construction, what is your current projection? And I suppose some of the potential customers would grant projects on the condition that the construction work would be provided as well. So what is your strategy in winning orders going forward? Let me comment on that. The medium-term business plan envisions 45 units for the period between 2015 and 2030 over a 15-year period. In the revision, the period covered would be between 2017 and 2032. But right now, we are concentrating on the immediate 3 to 5 years. That is the focus of our review efforts. So we haven't revisited the number of units over the long term. We did the analysis for the medium-term business plan period. Having said that, although we haven't revisited the numbers, since we are going to decrease the number of projects involving construction work, the civil engineering work, the number should trend downward and the value should trend downward for sure. But as far as 3 to 5 year period is concerned, as I said, fuel and service account for 80% of sales, and given that orders to come is limited to India and China, we concentrated on the immediate 3 to 5 year period. I see. Now, in making those calculations, of course, you calculated the net present value based on future cash flows, which involves discount rates. Do I understand correctly that that was not part of the discussion this time around with the accountant or the auditor? And my next question, for example, the Freeport project and other contingency liability, they did not come up in your discussion with your auditor. Am I correct? Or has there been any comments made by the auditor? Let me respond to your question on the discount rate. As Tsunakawa said, as for the plan for the next 5 years, that's where we have been concentrating on. When we perform impairment tests, future sales, cash flows, those are assessed. Basically, we use the same assumption as in the past. But in light of what happened recently, we did raise the discount rate in our impairment test. As for other contingent liability, Freeport that you mentioned is a large one. But there has not been any change to the accounting policy that we have explained to you in the past. And that is what we are telling the independent accounting auditor as well.
My last question. I understand that you're still discussing about the split of the memory business. But what about the other businesses such as hard disk or non-memory? Do you think it is possible to sell those businesses or not? Are you thinking about those possibilities in a flexible manner? Yes, in the last fiscal year, we conducted the structural reform of the hard disk drive business and discrete business. For example, in the area of the hard disk drive, I do not have a specific number, but we turned around this business from more than 20 billion yen in red to about 300 billion yen profit. And we are also focused upon the nearline business. So we'd like to keep those businesses inside Toshiba and foster them. And same applies to other electronic device devices business. Next question. Thank you. I am Ohama from TB Tokyo. I have a question to Mr. Tsunakawa. Today you are disclosing those numbers without the review or approval of auditors. Is this to avoid any impact on the bidding schedule to split the memory business? No, it is not related to that. Again, we are very sorry for this delay, but this has nothing to do with the split of the memory business, and there is no impact on that. What about your relationship with main banks? With this delay, would there be a discussion about postponement of the repayment deadline? We have been discussing with the main banks as well as other banks in order to gain their understandings. After today's announcement, banks will be studying and making decisions, and we are hoping that they will continue to support us in a sincere manner. So does that mean that the banks have not yet made decisions? Yes, our plan is to have a discussion with all the banks that we have a business with so that I can give a detailed explanation to them. Once again, a question on the overseas nuclear business. Concerning those delayed projects under construction, what would be the highest potential cost burden for Toshiba? The numbers that we announced today in relation to the cost overruns, this includes the order cost from now on until the completion of the constructions. And those are the numbers that we wanted to include in the financial results. And number is a conservative number. And so this is our recognition of the future cost. So does this mean that this is the maximum level of the cost? Well, naturally, this is the future cost. So I cannot say that there is no additional risk. But the major items of the overruns include some of the changes. For example, the volume was higher than our expectations, and also the subcontractor cost was higher than expectations. At the same time, as for the labor cost and the work efficiency, cost overruns estimate is based on the assumption that the low efficiency will continue from now on. But of course, Westinghouse and us will be working very hard to make improvements. And if we cannot improve the efficiency, that could be a risk, but we will try to minimize such risk. So as we discussed, we will make sure that we have a good management structure at the Westinghouse and Toshiba so that we can monitor the numbers and minimize the risks. I see. So it could be some risks that you have not yet captured. Is that correct? Well, there is a risk that the efficiency improvements will not be realized as we are expecting. But once again, the cost overrun estimate is based on the assumption that the worst efficiency level, which is right now will continue, and the continuation of such low efficiency is unlikely, but not zero. If I may add to that, at the time of the acquisition of Stone & Webster, we thought that we can improve efficiency through working together, and we wanted to improve the efficiency by 30%, but it was not realized, and that led to the cost overruns. And total cost estimate of $6.1 billion. That is based on the assumption that the current efficiency level will continue. So, without including any improvements measures, that is the cost estimate that we calculated. So, of course, we don't know what would happen in the future, but this estimate, I believe, is a very reasonable one. What are we going to do then? Maybe I'm talking too much, but for example, in the area of the reactor, we would include Bechtel to work together, and we are getting advice from the Japanese general contractors, and the Toshiba employee who are well versed in the manufacturing will be looking at the design, and we'll be working on the management, monitoring, and visualization. We are taking various measures from this month, February. So, once again, this $6.1 billion is an estimate based on the assumption that all of those improvements will not happen. Next question. Takeuchi from TV Asahi, I'd like to ask a question to the president. In the morning, at the board of directors meeting, I think there was a view to oppose the continuation of the nuclear business. Are you thinking of drastically reducing or downsizing the nuclear business? And if so, what would be the reasons? As I said earlier, 80% of the nuclear business is the fuel service based upon the install base, and Westinghouse Toshiba has the highest install base share. We want to avoid inconveniencing our customers. The remaining 20%, we would make sure that we will complete the 8 units that we are constructing without increasing the cost overruns. And as for the new orders, we would not seek the orders which would involve additional the construction or the risks. I see. But do you have any plans or ideas of further downsizing of the nuclear business? The ones that we have right now, we try not to inconvenience our customers, so we will focus upon the service, maintenance, and decommissions. The next question. I am Yamada from Toyo Keizai. I have some questions. First is about who pays for which part of cost overruns. I would like to clarify some of the points. Before the acquisition of the Stone and Webster, I think there was a cost overrun in relation to the equipment. That was the cost that need to be borne by the Westinghouse. And as a part of the project team, I think you were responsible to some extent. But through the acquisition of SNW, are you not taking on the additional burden of the construction cost overrun? I understand that certain percentage of the cost overruns will be borne by the owners. So, because of the acquisition of the SNW, did your cost increase? So I'd like to clarify some of the allocations of the cost overruns and what was the original plan and how it changed through the acquisition of the SNW. If you can give us some details. That's my first question. Thank you for that. Now, how to handle the cost overruns at the time of the contract. I explained that partially on the December 27th last year. So when there is a excessive cost from the contract amount, to a certain extent, the consortium members will bear the burden. And if we exceed that level, the owner will pay to a certain level. And if we exceed further, Westinghouse will pay the additional cost. And I think your question is that are we not paying for the construction cost overrun of the SNW? In December last year, at the time of the acquisition, we resolved all of those issues with the customers. We made adjustments to the roadmap, and the customer accepted the higher sales price. Therefore, all the cost overruns were reset at that moment. So why do we have the cost overruns this time? As we mentioned earlier, the volume is different from what we expected. And in relation to that, there was additional overruns. And we will be making the net working capital calculation for that. Also, is the WECTEC responsible or not? Yes, as Mr. Tsunakawa said, we decided to work together to improve the work efficiency. That's how we started. However, unfortunately, in the past year or so, we could not achieve such improvement of the efficiency. So, based upon the assumption that this low efficiency continues, we made the estimate of the cost overruns. I understand the difference of the volume, but if you did not acquire the SNW, SNW would have paid for this. Is that right? Yes, that's correct. So that means that the acquisition of SNW, of course, you expected a 30% efficiency improvement, but it didn't work. So the unexpected liability was incurred. So was this a mistake? You didn't know this? Or your knowledge was insufficient? Or did you know this and did not look at it? How should we understand this? Well, we acquired Stone and Webster from CB&I, and at the time of the acquisition, CB&I provided us with the financial statements and other materials, and based on those, we made a decision. CB&I is a listed company, and the statements are audited, so we trusted those information. So you were deceived? Well, we are not in the position to comment on that. I have two more points, simple points. First, to the president. Now, the current situation, this is the technical insolvency, and you are selling the precious memory business, possibly complete sell-off. So, well, even before you became the president, in your view, what went wrong? Well, if you look at those numbers, in 2008, we received the order in the United States for 4 units, and I think that was the major factor. So it's not the acquisition of the Westinghouse, but rather after the acquisition, you received the orders for those 4 units. Well, specifically, yes, but probably looking back, maybe we can also say that the acquisition of the Westinghouse was also the trigger. Now, you have an extension of 1 month before the earnings announcement. It just happens that that is going to be on the 15th of March when you need to file a report about the internal control. I think on the 15th of March, you would be submitting the internal control report to the TSE Japan Exchange Regulation, Can you do that at the same time, or would that report also be delayed? And I think that the possibility of the delisting is becoming more realistic, and could you comment on that? Well, we are given 30 days extension. Our accounting auditor and lawyers will need that length of time, 30 days, for the investigation based on the scope and methods. It just happens to coincide with the 15th of March, but it's just by accident. So we will be submitting the report to the Japan Exchange Regulation of the TSE on the 15th of March. So if this matter is related to the internal control, we need to investigate this in parallel and include this matter to the report that we will submit on the 15th of March. Lastly, the risk of being delisted, or objectively speaking, I do not see Toshiba as a qualified company to be listed, but actually the judgment will be made by the Japan Exchange Regulation. We are not in a position to comment on that. Next question. Tanaka from Nikkei. Three questions. First, so at the end of the fiscal year, your liabilities are likely to exceed the assets. So before the capital measures, minus 150 billion yen shareholders' equity. So through the capital measures, enhancement measures, to what extent do you think you can recover? So if that is the level of the tens of billions of yen or up to 100 billion yen, maybe the investors would be concerned that this might happen again. So what is the direction? We will consider all the possible measures, including the asset sales. The major ones is the split of the memory business, introduction of the external capital, and we are working on that. And we cannot really talk about who or how much. As I said, we are flexible, so we are not necessarily sticking to keeping the majority stake, but rather we would like to be flexible and think about the best possible way for the company. Follow-up question. And you are saying that you would try to avoid being insolvent at the end of the fiscal year, but in the medium term, in the past, you used to say that achieving or recovering to the equity ratio of 30% or 1 trillion yen, those are no longer realistic. So right now, to what extent do you want to recover to? We are currently working on the numbers. We are considering various options. There are different ways, and at this moment, we are not able to say.
Regarding the capital measures, you mentioned the semiconductor memory business. How about other possibilities? Can you sell other assets or group entities? What are the options? There is nothing that we can share about other group entities. Does that mean you are not thinking about selling any group entities? That's right. Lastly, regarding goodwill for the U.S. nuclear power business, you said the impact turned out to be more than 600 billion yen, but you said this is a conservative figure and there is little chance that you could incur incremental costs. But suppose that there is an incremental cost. Would you have to increase the goodwill again and record an impairment, or would you just reduce earnings? What are the prospects? I would like to take up this question because this relates to accounting. As for goodwill, all of the amount is impaired, so suppose that there is an incremental cost to be realized beyond what we have already realized, we will just put aside a provision for loss contracts. If that's the case, last autumn, we were faced with an unthinkable situation of the goodwill increasing from 10 billion yen to 600 billion yen. And this time around, you have impaired the whole amount. Now that you have impaired the whole of the losses from the nuclear business, can I understand that there is no chance of any more impairment? Yes, you are right. I am Tanaka from NHK. I have a question for Mr. Tsunakawa. For the overseas nuclear power business, you are considering strategic options. And for the semiconductor business, which account for a major part of your company's revenue, you are considering inviting third-party investment, even if you become a minority shareholder. My question then is, what kind of company does Toshiba aspire to be in the future? We have been focusing on the three business domains, plus ICT solutions or IoT, and there is no change to the general framework. Although we still don't know what is going to happen to the energy business except for the overseas nuclear risk and also the NAND business, the general framework will stay the same. What kind of company would you like to be? We would like to grow our social infrastructure business, although its ROS is still 2.6% for Q3 or 4.6% or nearly 5% for the full year. We would like to grow the business both quantitatively and qualitatively by combining Toshiba's technology with the competencies of our customers in order to contribute to our society. So that's what we want to do. Thank you. I'm Maekawa from Credit Suisse. I have three questions. The first question is about Landis and Gear. Your company's credit rating is falling again, and you have to increase the discount rate. The financial performance itself is also declining based on the figures presented for impairment tests for goodwill every year. The full year figure just presented does not look as if it includes impairment. So what is the impairment risk of Landis and Gear? You're right in saying that we still have goodwill for Landis and Gear. The base date for the goodwill impairment test is January the 1st, which means the impairment test is carried out in Q4. As we tried to do the impairment test for the nuclear power business, we had to look at the allocation of the whole company. That's why we have conducted a first step test for Landis and Gear. So far, however, we have not found any sign of impairment necessity. Thank you. My second question is about the NAND business. Regarding the sale to third-party investor, you have suddenly changed the policy to sell the majority stake from just less than 20%. On the other hand, you have announced the start of new fab construction in Yokkaichi on February the 9th, while there was no news release from Western Digital. Has the relationship with Western Digital been deteriorating? Have you acquired an advanced approval for the transfer of your stake? I suppose not. Or is it not necessary if you end up selling more than 50% to a third party? Could you give us some background regarding the relationship with Western Digital behind the change of stance from less than 20% to more than 50% in just a matter of 1 month? It has nothing to do with Western Digital. We just tried to be flexible in order to choose the best option to maximize the value from all of the options. We do have a favorable relationship with Western Digital. Understood. My third question is regarding the sale of NAND business. You mentioned during the Q&A the possibility of this happening in the next fiscal year. By the end of March, do you have a partner who could buy up to 20%, or are you trying to complete the sale of 50% by the end of March? There are different possibilities. We have received many different offers. Nothing has been determined. So we believe it will take time. Thank you. I am Miyamoto from Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley Securities. I have two questions about WEC. On page 14, you say that the cost estimate was revised upward after the acquisition. Given the ongoing internal control issue, did WEC's management recognize a significant cost overrun at the time of entering into the contract? Is this a point of contention in the internal report? Because on page 12, you say that costs started to overrun from 2012. On page 14, it says after the acquisition, but did WEC's management know before this time? Is that a point of contention? Could you make a comment on that point? As I said earlier, the internal report that was made is in relation to the purchase price allocation process for the acquisition, so that is after the acquisition. This is related to the amount of 700 billion yen or $6.1 billion. This is not related to the process before the acquisition. The problem took place at a later stage of the purchase price allocation. It was not at the time of the acquisition itself. So it happened at the final stage after the acquisition of CB&I's S&W. It happened at the very last stage of the process. Didn't you buy the company at a presumably cheap price, knowing that you had not sorted out these issues during the negotiation stage? That's not the case at all. My second question is on page 24. It mentions the parent company guarantee for overseas nuclear power business. At the board of directors meeting, didn't you discuss the way to minimize or even eliminate the risk associated with the WEC parent company guarantee? If you didn't, what was the rationale for you to accept the maximum risk? We thought about this point and discussed it, but sorry, we cannot make a comment at this point in time. Thank you. I'm Hirakawa from Merrill Lynch. I just have one question. You talked about the conditions to maintain the listing on the stock exchange. One of them was an improvement of internal control, for which you are resubmitting a report on or after March the 15th. The rule says that the report must be resubmitted promptly after 18 months have been elapsed. What is your interpretation of the word prompt? Are you planning to submit a report on March 15th? Or do you think that you can still wait another month or so after March 15th? What is your plan? Or do you have any real sense of urgency? Basically, we are submitting an internal control improvement report to the Japan Exchange Regulation. The review will start from that point by the Japan Exchange Regulation, so we are not in a position to make a comment on that.
I'm Hamada from Reuters.
I'll ask a simple question. Was the acquisition of Westinghouse 10 years ago a correct decision? What is your current assessment? If you look at the figures, you wouldn't say that it was a correct decision. In the case of Panasonic, when they incurred substantial losses, they withdrew from the plasma business, which was their biggest business. Your company incurred losses of 1 trillion yen in 2 years, and yet you still appear to be adhering to nuclear business. Can you say that is sound business judgment? I was surprised that you announced today that you were willing to sell a majority stake in your memory business, but is this the right decision? For nuclear power, we are considering finding a partner to reduce our stake, but we are not ready to talk about any specific partner at this point in time. I'm Murai from Weekly Diamond. I have 3 questions. The first point is a clarification. You talked about the progress of the 4 reactors in China at the Sanmen and the Haiyang plants. You said that you have finished loading the fuel and will start testing operations soon. Could you give a little more detail about each plant, which should be at different stages? When exactly did you finish loading fuel, and when are you starting the test operations? I will give you a precise explanation. We have just finished the hot functional testing for Unit 1 of Sanmen plant. We will be loading fuel and doing the test operation from now. It is scheduled for this year. Fuel loading and test operations are something that our customers decide. Therefore, we are not in a position to decide the timing. On the other hand, there is a sequence between Sanmen and Haiyang. Unit 1 of Haiyang is following Sanmen with a 2 to 3 month delay. The original plan was 6 months, but because of the learning curve, the latter is moving fast. So now the difference is about 2 to 3 months, with Sanmen leading, Haiyang following. Fuel loading has not been carried out for Unit 2 of Sanmen and Unit 1 of Haiyang. Is that correct? That's correct. Those have not been completed yet. Do you know when? The timing for fuel loading is to be determined by the customer. We cannot tell you specifically when, but we are expecting it to happen in spring this year. I have another question about the nuclear power business. You have been considering the sale of WEC shares, and you are continuing to do so. But after the purchase of 20% from Shaw Group in 2013, there hasn't been any progress since then. Why couldn't you sell any shares so far? What is your assessment? Is it because of the pricing, or is it because of different conditions? There is a certain past history, so I am sorry that we cannot answer your specific question. How about the feasibility going forward? How likely is it that you can sell those shares? If there is a good partner, we would like to go forward. Last question about nuclear power. Some people say that nuclear power business can no longer be undertaken by the private sector. Mr. Tsunakawa, the latest business plan you presented says that you are still continuing with the nuclear power business. Do you believe that business can still be undertaken by the private sector? Or do you think that you can get government support going forward? What is your view? We will continue with the nuclear power business in order to support the existing installation base. This is to meet our obligations or responsibilities, and I am not in a position to comment on the government support. My last question is about semiconductors. As capital enhancement measures, you have a plan to enhance your capital from a negative 150 billion to 110 billion by the end of March. How much of the semiconductor business do you have to sell in order to achieve this number? What is your assumption? Our net assets are minus 150 billion yen today if we don't do anything. It will be 110 billion yen if we include equity method securities holdings. So it simply shows that our net assets would be 110 billion yen if we include non-controlling shares, whether we take capital measures or not. Did I misunderstand? I am talking about page 9, which says your net assets are 150 billion yen negative before countermeasures and 110 billion yen after countermeasures. That doesn't mean that we have decided to take those countermeasures. It doesn't mean that we are taking these measures. Understood. Lastly, about the memory business, you said you are considering selling more than 50% and you are taking a flexible approach. Can I understand that you have already received an offer to acquire more than 50% and that you are considering taking it? We have received various different offers and we are considering different options. Since there are different options, we are saying we do not necessarily have to keep a majority stake. We still have to decide what to do specifically from now. Do you mean you have such an offer? We have various offers. Understood. We now would like to conclude the Q&A session. Thank you very much for your participation.